Perhaps one should pause before getting up. And so we can pause here and seek help from the Lord. It would be interesting to ask all those who are here, what is the theme of this conference? And the answer would probably be, instead of taking Ruth or Boaz as the main theme, we have taken Naomi and the dealings of God with her in view of what happened in her life and where God takes her so beautifully to God's conclusion. I was struck, and once again we just briefly come back to chapter 1, I was struck that at the end of verse 21, Naomi says, "Why do ye call me Naomi, saying, Jehovah has brought me low and the Almighty has afflicted me?" Perhaps it is the first part as far as Naomi is concerned. It ends with a question. Things are not settled yet. Why? Dear ones, we are brought in our lives as Christians sometime to that point. There is already dealings of the Lord when we say, "Why, Lord? Why? I don't understand." And then, possibly, with verse 22, it is taken up in a different way. Here in the literal translation, it says, "So." So what? And maybe we can see in it now how God intervenes. There is a summary in verse 22. "So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned out of the fields of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest." And time and again we have noticed in studying this book how every point is of importance. For example, it was the beginning of barley harvest. But then in chapter 2, after this summary of verse 22, in chapter 2, "And Naomi had a relation of her husband." Here comes up, and God tells him, Naomi had a relation. His name was. And then Naomi is for a time a little out of the picture, except for what is said at the end of verse 2. She said to her, to her daughter-in-law, "Go, my daughter." How the mother-in-law lets her go to find out what God will do. She doesn't know Naomi yet. She is still with that question that has not been resolved. But she lets her go. "Go, my daughter." And then we have this beautiful account of how Ruth goes to that field, is led to that field. By whom? The eyes of faith says God leads her there. And that marvelous meeting with Boaz and all that takes place, God acting in this way and in relation to Naomi, what is the step to which she is brought? Her daughter has gone. She has gleaned hard during that day, the whole day, and then she brings home much. And what happens in verse 19, "And her mother-in-law said to her, 'Where hast thou gleaned today?'" Ah, another question. Where have you been gleaning today? It's marvelous. My, I came back empty, and now, look at that. Next question. "Where hast thou gleaned today? Where hast thou wrought?" Where? Wrought? And it comes out, blessed be he that did regard thee. We can pause after just about every sentence and marvel with Naomi now. What is this? She doesn't say yet. She had not yet said, Lord, but look at this. Blessed be he that did regard thee. And she told her mother-in-law with whom she has wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. Boaz. Marvelous. Perhaps she might have reflected, I should have thought of it. My. 10 years. Boaz. Lord. Where are you? Where am I in my Christian life? Where has the Lord been in your life? My life? Young people? Older ones? Boaz. Blessed be he. May the Lord grant that we have these questions. Don't hesitate to bring these questions to the Lord. She had come to the point to say, the Lord has dealt bitterly with me. My name is bitter. But now, blessed be. And she mentioned the name. Blessed is he of Jehovah who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. Praise his name.